Good Monday. Today is July the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this Monday morning, visit with Jeff Strolz. He's a regional account manager up in Michigan with Valent USA. Jeff and I are going to talk about weed management plans at this time of year, different strategies, and what we're seeing as we get into the late summer months and the growing season. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Jeff Strolz. Jeff is a regional account manager with Valent USA. Jeff, what have some of your observations been as you've been out and about the countryside?
Well, one observation that I've had is that our weeds are quite resistant and resilient.
Now, it seems like as we get into the especially dry conditions where crops are stressed, rarely that slows down the weeds. If anything, it seems like they collect what little moisture's there and really rocket ahead.
Yes, those weeds are absolutely resilient to get through the canopy and take up everything that they can away from our crops.
What are you seeing as far as some of the weed escapes at this time of the year?
We're seeing a lot of weed escapes with giant ragweed. There's mare's tail popping up. A lot of water hemp is showing up this time of year, poking up above the canopy.
What are your recommendations for folks?
The best thing growers can do is have overlapping residual, starting with a strong residual like our Fierce herbicides. Fierce MTZ is our number one herbicide in Ohio, and they should consider using Perpetuo herbicide, which has got two active ingredients that protects the crop from having weed breakthroughs later in the season. It is important to have rainfall to activate almost any herbicide, and using Perpetuo herbicide isn't any different. We do need a little bit of rainfall to activate it, but that is the longest lasting in-season residual control that we can buy.
Jeff, if someone wants more information, where's a good place to go to get that?
The best place to go is our website, and it's www.valent.com, and find your local rep.
My guest again today has been Jeff Strolz. He's a regional account manager with Valent. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, in other agricultural news, five fertilizers continue to climb in price. Now, most average retail fertilizer prices continued to be higher than last month during the third week of July. That according to the DTN survey. For a fifth week in a row, no fertilizer saw a significant price move. Five fertilizers, though, had slightly higher prices than the previous month. DAP had an average price of $811 per ton. MAP came in at $877 a ton. Potash was $481 a ton. 1034-0 came in at $672 a ton for the nationwide average. And UAN-32 was $499 a ton. Now, three fertilizers were slightly lower in price than the prior month. Urea had an average price of $654 a ton. Anhydrous was $769 a ton. And UAN-28 came in at $417 a ton. Now, if we break this down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price came in at 71 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia at 47 cents per pound unit nitrogen, UAN-28 is 74 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 78 cents a pound. Now, if we take a look a year ago, seven fertilizers are now higher in price than they were at that time. MAP is 3% more expensive. 1034-0 and DAP are up 5% more. Anhydrous is 11% more expensive than a year ago. UAN-28 is 23% more expensive, while urea is 29% more expensive, and UAN-32 is actually up 33%. Now, potash, which is the remaining fertilizer, continues to be lower in price than it was a year ago, that down 5%. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions now, we want to talk about the corn crop as USDA's projections for domestic corn supply and demand this month featured a record in both old and new marketing years. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
Records are noted in USDA's domestic corn supply and demand estimate in July.
U.S. exports would reach a new record of over 2.7 billion bushels. That would surpass the previous record in 2021.
That projected record corn export forecast applies to the old marketing year of 2024-25. According to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski, what makes this export forecast more significant?
All of this export volume has been achieved with essentially no exports to China, which in 2021, it was China that really drove that big strength in U.S. export demand.
So where is our old crop corn going in the global marketplace?
This year, we're seeing strong export growth to places like South Korea, Mexico, Japan, Colombia, and others. And we're also benefiting a little bit from the fact that Brazil had a relatively slow start to their corn export season, so that's giving some late season strength to U.S. exports.
As for the new marketing year for our nation's corn crop, 2025-26.
Production was reduced by 115 million bushels, currently forecast at just over 15.7 billion bushels, up 838 million bushels year over year in a new record.
Even with that record production this marketing year, lower estimated corn production from the previous season is contributing to lower ending stocks on the balance sheet, which carry over to this marketing year as smaller beginning stocks.
Reduced our feed and residual use by 50 million bushels, and the balance of that reduction is really just coming out of stocks. We reduced our ending stocks estimate by 90 million bushels, so we're looking at carrying out about just over 1.6 billion bushels of corn in the new crop season in 2025-2026.
Despite the lower ending stocks, the season-ending average price for corn remained unchanged month over month at $4.20 a bushel. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.